This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, November 27th. God's word to you today is Him alone. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 55, verse 1, from the Amplified Version, and it says, "Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy grain and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Simply accept it as a gift from God." It is possible to come to the waters and not drink if you are not thirsty. Interestingly, it is only what you thirst for that can satisfy your thirst. Nothing else can. Peter and John had left, but Mary could not leave. She was thirsty because at this point, all Mary had was Jesus. If you keep an option open with God, when pressure comes, you will always take that option. But if you have no option in God, when pressure comes, you have nowhere else to go but to stay with God, and heaven will open for you. That is how it works. Mary did not have any options outside of Jesus. She could not go back to her trade. She was a prostitute. Peter could decide to go back to fishing, but Mary had nowhere else to go. It is this Jesus or nothing. Jesus was her hope, her only hope. And that is how faith works. Faith in God must be absolute. If faith in God is not absolute, someone says it is impotent. But when it is absolute, the results are inevitable. John 20 verse 13 says, "Dear woman, why are you crying?" The angels asked her. "Because they have taken away my Lord," she replied, "and I don't know where they have put him." Mary saw those angelic beings and knew they were angelic beings. When Mary saw Jesus, she asked him an additional question because she thought he was a gardener. Mary said to the angelic beings, "This is my challenge. They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have put him." When the angel asked Mary why she was crying, it was because they already knew that Jesus had resurrected. It is like saying, "Why on earth are you crying when you have every reason to rejoice? Why are you crying when you have every reason to be excited? So why are you crying?" Sometimes we are crying and God is saying, "You should be excited." But we are like, "Why should I be excited? They have taken away my dash." In the case of Mary, it was, "They have taken away my Lord." Only if we knew what God has always known, which is resurrection has happened. Mary was crying because of the crucifixion and what followed. They have stolen him. Heaven expects Mary to be laughing because Jesus had already resurrected. Sometimes in the situations in our lives, we are crying because of what we see and because of the limitation of our sight. But the angels are saying, "Why are you crying? Things have been shifted in your favor already." John 20 verse 14 says, "She turned to leave and saw someone standing there. It was Jesus, but she did not recognize him." Mary saw two angels, but the Bible says she turned to leave. Mary looked at the two angels and concluded that they could not help her, and so she turned her back. Many people would have been satisfied seeing angels. They would run to Peter and boast, "Did you see those angels when you walked in?" "I saw angels." Mary was not impressed with the linen wrappings. She was not impressed with the head covering that is majestically arranged. She was not even impressed with the angels. She turned her back. Mary came to seek Jesus, and nothing else would do. Nothing. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. "It's only you, Jesus, it's only you. It's only you, Jesus, it's only you."
Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.